Imagination's Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Now, would you like to visit one of the most isolated and undiscovered parts of the planet? Secret Compass arranged tours to the world's wildest places. You could be part of a tight-knit group trekking across the Darien Gap. It's an infamous and inhospitable stretch of mountain, swamp and rainforest separating Central and South America. It's the only break in the 30,000-mile Pan-American Highway, which runs from Alaska to Argentina. You'll sleep in one of the world's densest jungles, home to incredible wildlife, including colourful frogs, snakes, scorpions and crocodiles.
The funny thing about the jungle is that you're probably close to hundreds of different species of wildlife, but you can't see them because the canopy is so close. But the bird life there is absolutely spectacular, and our guide there is particularly knowledgeable about the bird life. And there is obviously the usual sort of insect life, reptile life, that you'd find in any sort of tropical rainforest.
MD Tom Bodkin says his guests can experience the culture of the indigenous Mbera people, and they'll view undisturbed historic sites too.
We visit a petroglyph site, so there's 3,000-year-old rock carvings, incredibly impressive, deep in the jungle, and we're the only tourists that we know of who've sort of been there.
The Darien Gap, this remote jungle, influenced modern British history. The Scots tried to set up a colony there in the late 1700s. It was a disaster and led to a financial crisis, as around half of the money circulating in Scotland at the time was used to underwrite the project.
It was a dramatic failure and bankrupt Scotland and led to the creation of the Union.
Tom says this is a holiday for the adventurous.
You do have to be prepared to live in a hammock in the jungle in basic conditions for 10 days. And I think that's really the appeal of it, is wild camping effectively.
This area of jungle was once considered extremely dangerous because it provided a hideaway for rebel fighters. The situation has improved recently.
And the Darien has got a reputation as being unsafe, as being occupied by FARC, which was certainly the case sort of 10 plus years ago with the political situation in Colombia. The FARC sort of moved out of that part of the Darien over 10 years ago. The area is quite heavily patrolled by the Panamanian forces called Centerfront, the border forces. Centerfront haven't had any incidents in that area for over 5 years. It's a very secure area from that perspective.
For this sort of holiday, you do need specialist insurance. You can find out more about that at secretcompass.com.